Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm going to be doing Misty for you guys.
Thank you.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Shaina with another edition of the Yehuda Project. We are on the first day of the week. What a wonderful day it is. It is a wonderful place and time to be alive. And Brother Uriah, if you can hear me, please push one. I just need you to push one so you can confirm that you hear me. Praise, thank you. Praise His High and Holy One. Praise the Holy One of Israel. Glad that you guys could make it today. You know, we talked about a lot of stuff yesterday, a lot of interesting things. And I just wanted to say, you know, that I have been receiving a lot of emails about this second Exodus. This thing is moving. I'm serious. I mean, you know, you don't want to get too excited because you're like, okay, is this it? Is this it? But you know what? It's a lot of stuff going on right now with this second Exodus. Not just Israelites. Pastors are talking about it now. People are really talking about us leaving this country. It is a miracle and amazing to see the things that are happening. You know, it's right up there with the 400-year situation that we were talking about before. It's something to hear. I just want you to hear and want to know what your comment is on this. This just came to me last night. And from what I understand, this is a pastor, if I'm not mistaken. I don't see a whole lot of Israelites, but I see regular pastoral people. It's really interesting. I don't know. I'm kind of shocked here. You know, it says, thank you for this video. Ghana just acknowledged Africans throughout the Western Hemisphere back home. It says, bless you, beloved brother, new to your station up here in Canada. So it's in Canada, all over the country, all over the place. People are talking about this all over the place. I'm not going to play it all, but I just want you to hear what Sister Tania sent me yesterday. And it's very, very interesting. Hold on. Here we go.
Their own land, listen to this, foreigners will join them and unite with the descendants of Jacob. Nations will take them and bring them to their own place. The Bible is prophesying that in these last days that a second Exodus is coming. There was the Exodus out of the country Egypt, but then God said in Deuteronomy 28:68 that my people shall go into Egypt again, Mitzrayim again, captivity again. And he is now saying in Isaiah 14:1 prophesying that a second Exodus is coming. I hear a lot of people talking about reparations, and they're talking about it in the form of land. The Bible is prophesying that in these last days, where the nations is going to escort us, the real Israelites, back to our homeland, and that God is going to ensure that this prophecy comes to pass himself by settling us himself in our own land. A second Exodus is coming.
And you know he's a pastor because he's saying God. So you know you know what we're dealing with. We're talking about people that have not, that are starting. I told y'all this thing is about to blow all the way up. Yah is Lord, have mercy. Do you know your pastor? Because he said God. He said God is about to. Oh yes, he is. Wait a minute. Here we go.
According to the Bible, a second Exodus is coming in these last days. The nations, I hope y'all hear this, the nations are going to escort the true Israelites, the exiles. They're going to gather the exiles and bring them back into their homeland. The true people of God will be escorted by the nations, not the 1948 people, not the Cabal people, not the Talmud people, not the Khazarians out of Russia people, but the people that are exiled and scattered into all nations. A second Exodus is coming, Jeremiah 30:10. So do not be afraid, Jacob, my servant. Do not be dismayed, Israel, declares the Lord. I will surely save you out of that distant place. Listen to this. Your descendants from the land of their exile. So I will surely save out of that distant place your descendants. You see this? Your descendants are going to be in exile. Oh, you got to keep reading this to see it. Jacob will again have peace and prosperity and peace and security. He said, once you're back in your homeland, you're going to have peace and security. No one will make you afraid. You won't be afraid of anything anymore. I am with you and I will save you, declares the Lord. This is the part that's going to hit you right here. Though completely destroy all the nations amongst which I scattered you, your descendants, the exiles, are going to be scattered into all nations. This has only happened to one people ever in the history of the world. It's only happened to one people. I bet they wish they never taught us this in U.S. history, right? I bet they wish they would have left that one out, but they figured you would never connect it back to the Bible because no one ever read these scriptures to us in the Bible. I've never even read Deuteronomy 28:68 until I came into the truth. I didn't even know it existed. I definitely never heard T.D. Jakes or Joel Osteen read it. Pastor Haddon staying far away from it. These pastors do not read these prophecies and these scriptures, especially the scattered and the gathered scriptures, because there's only one people that's ever been scattered, so there's only one people that's going to be gathered. A second Exodus is coming.
Oh, my goodness. Are y'all excited or why is it just me? Is it just me? Somebody ought to push one. Somebody ought to push one. This thing is spreading. I'm so shocked y'all quiet. I mean, I'm going to hang up this phone. If I got some folks that ain't got nothing to say, if you ain't getting excited, I don't know what else to say. I am shocked. These is pastors. These are not Israelites. They waken. The Most High is waking up his people. Your labor has not been in vain. They're going to want to know more about what it is we need to do. I've been trying to set the stage for this for a long time. Some of y'all been coming on our radio shows and on our classes on Saturdays for years and years and years. It's now time to put all that knowledge you have to work because the people are beginning to wake up. It is phenomenal. I'm shocked. Ain't nobody pushing one. Don't nobody have nothing to say. I'm not going to spend the whole 2 hours talking to myself. I'm just not going to do it. I don't even know what else to say to you, but Lord have mercy. This is just getting ready to be interesting. And I know you're getting tired of getting excited, and it go womp womp, but this is something that has been continual. You got to think about it. This has been continual. It's been going on from Kyrie Irving and all before, way before Kyrie Irving and all that. It's just been continual. The Most High may not let you see it all at one time, but he'll reveal a piece to the puzzle on this end and reveal a piece of, and just look at what's happening. The word is taking root. It's taking root. That's all I got to say. It's taking root. I mean, it is truly taking root. It's time you start to rejoice. You know, they used to tell us in the Christian church, don't wait till the battle is over, but you need to shout now. This is the opportunity for you to go on and just cut a step or two if you know how to still do this. And tell him, thank you, hallelujah, praise the mighty. His word will not come back void. It won't. Your labor has not been in vain. And some of you have been telling your family members, you've been telling your friends, you've been telling your co-workers, you've been telling anybody that would listen, and they looked at you like you was crazy. This thing is taking root. This is taking precedence over the rapture. They still trying to teach it. They still trying to push it. But you know what? This is taking precedence over the rapture because it's connecting it to his own people. This thing is huge. I mean, phenomenal. I'm so excited. I'm not going to stop getting excited. I already know. I can see the handwriting on the wall. Like, y'all might not be able to see it. Some people got to actually see it when it hit, but this is some serious stuff when the pastors start talking about it. Pastors start talking about Deuteronomy 28, T.D. Jakes Osteen and Haddon and all them, all these pastors he calling by name. He said, I ain't never taught this stuff. We ain't never heard. We ain't even know nothing about no Deuteronomy 28. Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. We going to keep going. Hold on. Here we go.
He said he will save you. The exiles, your descendants. You see, he's talking to the prophet Jeremiah and to the Israelites off in Babylon at the time, and he said, look, your descendants going to be saved. I hope y'all hear what I'm saying. He said that your descendants are going to be scattered into all nations. This only happened one time in the history of the world. He said they're going to live in peace and security. You that have been scattered, you will never have to worry, he said, about being shot by the police. You will not be afraid anymore. You will never have to worry about where you're going to get your next meal from. You're going to be in peace and security. You will never have to worry about where you're going to get your next dollar from. You will be in peace and security. No one will make you afraid. A second Exodus is coming. A second Exodus is coming. A second Exodus is coming. No one talks about this, but another exit from Egypt, from captivity, from Babylon, another exodus is coming. These people over there claim, because you know there's a lot of conversation about who the Israelites are these days, but they claim they're the Israelites and they're already in the land, so how can they exit from a place they already claim they're in? God is prophesying that in these last days, in the end times, that a second exodus is coming. What kind of faith do you have? Imagine believing in the supernatural. Imagine believing in something that you do not see. This is taking a turn, but I want you to see something for a minute. Because during these, you know, so-called holiday times, and there is a holiday, Hanukkah, I just explained that to you guys, but this Gentile holiday season, a lot of people start to lose faith, lose a heart, lose a will and courage. They get discouraged and they're saddened, and it's hard to believe for some of us and for some people during this time that we will be saved. Because you're going to be saved by something supernatural. And it's hard to believe in that when you're currently enduring so much hardship. When our conditions are that of a terrible, horrible, dilapidated position. When we lust after the luxuries of the Gentiles or of these other nations, because you know the whole Christmas thing is surrounded around gifts and materialism. And so now during this time, you know, they're playing the holiday song and Mariah Carey bringing her joint out, you know, and they're playing the commercials, and it's got you lusting after the things of the nation. You lusting after revenge. You lusting after more prosperity. And it's making you you wish you can get your house, have a bigger tree and a bigger house and more better cars and more money. They got you lusting after the things of this world, and it's making you feel a burden. Poverty feels...
All right, y'all, what do you think? Somebody push one. I mean, for real. I'm going to take you to another one. Now, this is the one Brother Yerushalayim sent me yesterday. It says, Israelite awakening blasted to tens of millions in Congo. Africa is rising. They have blasted this to tens of millions of Africans that are in the Congo. That's what they're talking about. The African-American people are the true Israelites. Can you imagine? It's on their news channel. I can play it for you, but they're speaking in their own language, and it's being interpreted in English. They're talking about the conflict between who is Jacob and who is Esau. And who is the Israelites and who are the fake Israelites? This is going on right now. Right now. Incredible. It says the other Congo blasted the Israelite awakening on TV to a population of 100 million of people. A lot of Bantu Negroes in Africa have now heard about their identity. There will be a part two for this, which you did not want to miss. There's a volcano in Central Africa that's getting ready to erupt. The great awakening of the Bantu or Negroes is finally happening, just like it was documented in Ezekiel chapter 37. As we continue to educate ourselves and our people, we must restore the laws to our fathers. That's the foundation upon which we rebuild our nation. The nations do not fear the name of Congolese, Anglolian, African-American, Haitian, Jamaican, Bantu, Negro, etc. Those names came about as a result of crafty counsel of the nations that taken against us to divide us and scatter us all over the world through the colonization and slavery. This is going on in Africa right now. Wow. I mean, wow. This is incredible. I was wondering when somebody was going to push one. Shalom, shalom, Brother Uriah. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. This thing then blew up all over the place, hasn't it?
Yes, you got the pastors talking about it now. The church folk is talking about it now. I told them, I said, when they get a hold of it, you might as well just back up. Not that the Most High ain't going to have his way, but this whole rapture scenario, for us, that system went out the window. 100 million people in Africa has heard about this.
Mm-hmm.
100 million.
You know what's really scary? Is that I'm in this little town, Waycross, Georgia, and I had one of the people I've been talking to come back and tell me his pastor at this little small, tiny, black, rural church and started talking about it.
Wow. I told y'all the Most High's moving. This thing is moving. You hear me? They don't have no choice. They have no choice. This thing is moving. It's time. Y'all, you know what? I'm kind of getting a little nervous myself. Wow. You know, like I said, we sit in our houses, and we've been faithful. And not just us, but all the groups, we have been faithful. We have done the work. The work has been done. The sacrifices have been made. We have done that what we were supposed to do. And now the Most High has begun to show you that your work was not in vain. That the things that we have sacrificed, everybody that has spent money and sent money and whatever it was that you do and however you promoted something that we were doing or that you were doing on your own, all praises be to the Most High. Because guess what? This thing is blowing up.
Yes, it is.
Blowing up.
I tell you what else is blowing up, Sister Yaya. And this is a correlation to us waking up all over the world. But I really feel that these are plagues that are hitting this country. Because yesterday, a whole town almost disappeared out of the United States.
Wow.
Tornadoes devastated the whole west side of a town. I've never heard of that. And I'm 57 years old, and I never heard that happen. But just about a whole town was just leveled. There's nothing that you can see left but sticks and rubble and trash. And then this morning, Sutton told me to wake up, and I got up. And the town in which I grew up in was hit by a huge tornado as well, and it's still ongoing. And then it told me to look at the radar. Look for the Weather Channel's radar. And it's just incredible. I've never seen nothing like it. It's just one line stream of storms is running from all the way from Louisiana all the way up to about South North Carolina. And it's like they're coming out of nowhere, just popping up, pop, 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 just coming up.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, Brother Uriah Slam. That's all I like to say is wow. This is really something. Wow. Woo! Lord have mercy. I don't even know. You know, I don't even know what to say. I just really don't know what to say. I mean, you know, we've said so much. and we've done so much. And you know what? The Most High is moving in his own way. He is.
You know what the scriptures says that the king of the south, Babylon, is going to poke at the king of the north? You know where it says that at?
I'll find it for you. Hold on. Probably in Daniel.
It's in Ezekiel.
Like
Daniel or Ezekiel. Mm-hmm. And he's going to poke at him and stir him up. Well, how about this for news? You know, America just moved all their B-52 bombers over there. And Russia just moved their tactical nukes. This is why we was in class yesterday, the other day.
Yeah,
so
I remember Daniel
11.
Nukes. That's in Daniel chapter 11. Yes, sir.
And they moved the tactical nukes into position now. He said, if you're going to do it, I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to care.
Wow. I can't even say nothing but wow. Wow. I've been watching it. It's off the chain. They cutting up. Now, I've been watching. It's off the chain. That's all I can say. They cutting up. They are truly, truly, truly cutting up. They getting prepared for war. They talking about 2027. This going to be a war because China is talking about they going to fight for Taiwan. China wants Taiwan back under their authoritative rule. And, oh, my goodness, it's cutting up. It's cutting up. It is truly cutting up. I'm serious. It's cutting up. All you can do is just watch. And you like, is this really happening? Cutting up. It really is. Woo! I just don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. It's been a long time coming. Like I said, when you pull up the second Exodus, you got 11 years ago. Now they're talking about 2 weeks ago. The second Exodus will be televised. They got all kinds of stuff jumping on. 2 weeks ago, they say them put stuff up on the internet. Talking about the second Exodus, and the second Exodus is going to be televised, and the blah, blah. I mean, this is incredible stuff. He ain't lying when he said this is going to be some serious stuff. Hold on, let me get Brother Leonard on. Brother Leonard, your mic is open. I'm sorry, area code 330, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Was it me?
Yes, sir, that's you.
Okay, sister, shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
I just had a question for you.
Okay, what's your question?
Just your opinion, because I had a different thought. The Bible Belt consists of Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, some parts of Arkansas. So do you think all these tornadoes and things happen to them because they don't treat all the people correctly?
I think that the judgment that this nation is going through is a result of Genesis 15:13. I can say that. I don't know if I can identify a specific nation and say that that's why they're going through what they're going through, but I can say this, that the Most High's word don't come back void in Genesis 15:13-14. Basically, 14 says that after the 400 years has been served, that the nation whom we serve will be under judgment. Now, I can say that. The scriptures don't lie, but I can't identify just a specific state. I mean, because
Well, the reason I ask you that is because it seems those specific states, they've treated people wrongly, and they get hit all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? If that's the case and that's the Most High's doing, you know,
I'm just saying, I was just wondering because, this has been going on for years. And every time, like Mississippi, they do things, Alabama, they do things, Arkansas does things, and sometimes Tennessee does too. And it seems like they just keep getting hit over and over.
But
they call themselves the Bible Belt.
Well, you know how that.
Well, yeah, I'm just asking. All right, well, thank you.
They the Bible Belt according to their belief.
Right.
Oh, you know, yeah, that's true. According to the way they choose to believe it, you know, because like I said, a lot of people, like for instance, if you call on Jesus and you say it out in the open around people from multiple nations, and they look at you, they think that you're talking about the God of the Gentiles. But when you talk about the Israelites that are considered black people, then Christ has to be black, and they will not admit that under no circumstance.
Nope.
So when you start talking about Bible Belt, you have to always keep in mind that that is those people. They have their own ideals about what Christ looked like, who he is, and that's basically who they serve. That's who they serve. Which they have a right to, you know, because everybody was given their own God. So, I mean, you know, it is. But I understand what you're saying. I really do. I understand. All I can say is definitively we know that he said afterwards the nation that we served for 400 years will go through judgment. And Trump identified this nation as that nation that we served for 400 years when he signed House Bill 1242. And that was commemorating the 400 years of the African-American people that had stepped on this land in August the 20th of 1619. So I can say that for sure. H.R. 1242. All right. Anybody else have a comment? Please feel free to push one. This is some serious stuff right here. This is serious. It's moving.
You know,
it's good.
Yeah, it's just not. It's just not the southern states. I've lived out here in the South for a long time. You know, with the exception of my 4 years out west, I lived in the South, and I've never seen storms. He's right. It happens. Tornadoes happen down here all the time. But the level and the degree of what I'm seeing right now, I've never seen that. And if you want to say it just the South, it's California, too. So California is going through a whole bunch. California, the states up north, they're still getting snow. I mean, it's just really something in the atmosphere that you can't compare it to what was going on before. It's just not the same as it was before. Even the animals are acting different and acting strange and stuff. Like last night here, Southern Georgia, we heard some kind of explosion that was in the sky. Come outside and look. And I have a guard dog out here, and he would not come off the porch. He bad now. He would not come. He would not leave the steps by the door. And he kept looking up. So there's something in the sky.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Something is going on. What'd you say? He wouldn't move off the porch. He's like, no.
Nope.
It's something up there. No. I can believe
that.
I honestly can believe that. I can believe all that. Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's just a lot going on right now. I'm happy. To a degree, because it brings you some joy in your heart to see that the judgment may finally be happening. It also makes you think that, man, we got to make sure that we are really right, because we getting ready to leave here. I can't say when, but we getting ready to leave here.
Yes, sir. I agree with you 100%. Yes, sir. Something is jumping off. I mean, seriously, that's what I said. You know, before. We can ready to turn a corner. You know, the next thing, with whatever the Most High has, it's going to be, we got to finish it. We started it. We got to finish it. We got to finish it. Now people is getting, they looking forward to it. They like, oh, shoot, something is happening. You know, it ain't no, we've been telling them, it ain't going to be no rapture. It ain't no rapture. It's not the rapture. It's the second Exodus. It's time for us to leave. We have to go home. In order for the clock to move forward, and the rest of it to be fulfilled, we have to go back to the land of Canaan now. We got to go home. You know, and what did he say? Not one would be left in those lands. Not one.
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, in order for our people just to get up and leave, you know, it has to be something dramatic going on, because we got those people that just not going to leave. But, you know, they're going to leave now when they see all this stuff happening. They're going to get out of here.
Yeah, and then, like you said, some going to bring them. They're going to bring them on their shoulders. That's Isaiah chapter 14. We read about that, too. Some going to bring them. They're going to bring them out of there like, oh, we found a Negro. He ain't even supposed to be here. You supposed to be over there. So he said not one would be left. None would be left in those lands. None. And he meant that. So, you know, like the sister brought out yesterday in Ezekiel chapter 38, they told him, I'm going to have to cleanse your heart. Your mind going to have to be cleansed. The way you think is going to have to be changed. Oh, this got to come to an end. This is crucial. But you know what? It does my heart good. You know, because like I said, this has been a long time coming. You know, we have been obedient. We have done the things that the Most High has told us to do. We have been faithful over a few things. You know, he said, if you're faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many. You know, when you have done those things, and like I said, everybody has made a sacrifice. Everybody has come out of their pockets, their substances. Everybody has been faithful in one form or another, and now you see that it has not been in vain. No matter how much they try to mimic us, no matter how much other groups try to be us, because you still got some people in America that are Caucasian that still claim they're the Israelites. And they do all the stuff, the men growing beards, they keep the Sabbath day, they keep the high holy days. It does not matter, because when that time comes, it's going to be a way made, and it's going to be for us. It's going to be a way made. It's time to go home. And they want us gone anyway. They want us gone. You know, we have been here waiting on this thing, waiting, believing, you know. We have been waiting on this thing, and this thing is taking root. It is truly taking root. Let's see, where is this? This is Ezekiel 39, and we start at 25. It says, therefore, thus saith the Most High Elohim, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and will be jealous for my holy name. He said, after that they have borne their shame, and all their trespasses, whereby they have trespassed against me, when they dwelt safely in their land, and none made them afraid. When I have brought them again from the people and gathered them out of their enemy's land, and I am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations. He said, then shall they know that I am the Most High their Elohim, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen. But I have gathered them unto their own land and have left none of them any more there. So nobody's going to be left behind. Not nobody's going to be left. Ain't nobody going to be left in them lands in over here. That's Israel. But you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. I've been watching TV and these new programs and stuff. You got all these, I call them CCPs. They're Caucasian colored people. They got all these CCPs on TV now professing to be people of color. But their nationality is truly Caucasian. You know, and a lot of those people are going, those are the ones that won't be leaving. They are not going.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, he coming for Israel, and that's who he coming for. You know, and then if you got it, and they be like, well, y'all ain't used to our presence. No, this is what the scriptures say. Let's go to Numbers chapter 1. We're going to put this to bed right now, because they have all this stuff going on, and we're going to put this to bed right now, because it's a lot of people out here that don't understand how this thing goes. It just don't understand how it goes. They really don't understand how it goes. Here we go. Numbers chapter 1 verse 18. Well, we go to 17. It says, and Moses and Aaron took these men, which are expressed by their name, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigree after their families by the house of their fathers according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward by their posts. And then somewhere I read, I think it's in one of the other books, whether it's Jubilees the book of, what's the other book? Come on, help me out here. What's the other book? Yasher, the book of Yasher. The book of Yasher, mm-hmm. where everybody is identified by the pedigree of their fathers. Your lineage and pedigree goes to the seed of your father. It goes to the seed of your father. It does. You know, and that's something we have to understand. So there are a lot of, and I had to tell these young girls at my job, one of the girls told me, she said, I'm going to Africa on vacation. I said, oh, really? She said, yes. She said, but the last time I went to Africa, they weren't too nice to me, but they would probably be nice to you. I said, why? I'm not African. And she looked at me real strange. She's like, look real strange. Like, what? I said, I'm not African. I said, one thing you can never do is judge us by skin color. I said, you can never do that. That's the worst mistake you can make. Because there's some Israelites that look white.
Yep.
And their fathers are black. He said, we are going to be a speckled bird. It's going to be multicultural, different colors, all of that. So, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot. But we leaving. But we leaving. We are definitely leaving up out of here. I don't know when. I don't know how. I know we going by ship. I do know that. I don't know when he's going to ignite that person or persons or whatever or how it's going to start or who we going to meet with or how it's going to happen. But you best believe those plans are in motion. If these people are waking up like this and these people get this in their heart, those plans are already in motion because the Most High, he wouldn't even have woke us up. He wouldn't even wake all these people up if it wasn't time.
Nope.
So to you all that's listening to us under the sound of our voices, you all that are newly waking up and you Israelites, the ones who've been waking up and Israelites, don't stop talking to your family. Don't stop talking to your children. Don't stop talking to your coworkers. Don't stop talking. Let them know the second Exodus is coming. We on our way up out of here. Like I said, I have spoken with people from the other nations that were part of skinhead groups and right-wing groups and all kind of groups that were not favorable toward us. And the one thing I told them was, you don't have to get mad at us because we leave. And they said to me, that's the best thing I have heard all day. I said, me too.
Yep.
Me too. We ain't mad. You don't have to shoot us down in the street no more. We leaving. You don't have to be angry with us no more. We're going back home where we came from. We're leaving. People can't take that. They all on TV on their little pod shows. I ain't going nowhere. I love this country. It don't matter. The Most High, if you his, you leaving. But what we say, enjoy your life while you're here. As long as you're here, enjoy your life. Do whatever you have to do to make life as easy as for you as possible. Go to school. Get your education. You're like he told us in Babylon. Build houses. Have children. You know, grow the population of people. He said, because you're going to be here for a while. We've been here for 400 years. 400. And it's time now. It's got to be time now. Now, but you understand, as he wakes up the people, he's waking up a nation. He's waking up a nation that's curious, a nation that wants to know, a nation that's interested. Well, how do we do this? Well, what do we do with this? And where do we do this at? And where do we get this from? And how do we do this? And this is the opportunity. Powerful things are going on. Powerful things are happening. It is the Most High time. It's a powerful time. It is definitely powerful. Brother Uriah Shalom, you know I've been waiting on this day for a long time. I have.
Man, that's a day.
You know how many times we done been to Washington? That was my first time. That was my second time in Washington, D.C.
You know, I reflect back on us going to D.C., and I just say, you know, that was just a start.
Yeah, it was.
And it was a beautiful start, you know, and I thank you guys for bringing out that 400 years. I think you said it was Sister LaVia called you. And
yeah,
it was so 400 years. And I remember when you first, when we had gotten into it and you was teaching on the second Exodus, the 400 years. And I remember seeing all those videos from other groups and other people saying, ain't no 400 years, 400 years with Egypt and all that. You don't even see any of those videos anymore.
No. After they passed that law, they had to go be quiet. No. They couldn't say nothing. No. No. They couldn't say nothing. They had to go be quiet. Because when the government tell you that it's the truth, when they say they came here 400 years ago. And we've been afflicted for 400 years. The affliction never stopped. That's the key word. I see you, Sister LaVia. The key word is affliction. When you've been afflicted for 400 years, they wasn't afflicted for 400 years when they went into Egypt. They was guests of Joseph, and Joseph was the governor of Egypt, and we tried to tell them over and over again. We did. Hold on. Let me get her mic open. Shalom, shalom, sis. You on the conversation. But, yeah, they weren't afflicted, Brother Yerushalayim. They had to shut it down because it didn't hold no merit no more.
Yeah.
Had to close.
Shalom, sis. Shalom, family.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Sis, I tried to call you this morning. Look, you know I told you yesterday about the planetary, the alignment, right? So last night I went out and I looked up at the sky and I'm looking at the stars and I'm just in the puzzlement of what does this mean? Okay, so when I went to sleep, I was dreaming, and when I woke up, the word came to me and said, pay attention. I am letting you know for my people to get prepared because I want you to know that I am with you. This is your sign.
All right.
It's just like that. This is your sign.
Hey, I'm ready. I'm, like I said, ready to go.
Yeah.
Whenever he say it's time, I'm ready to go. When he say it, like I said, I told everybody yesterday, take a look around. Look at all the things that you have accomplished, from your cars to your houses to all the things that you have accomplished. And the Most High is going to let you leave it all behind when it's time to go. You can't bring it with you. The boat ain't going to be no ships shipping furniture and stuff in there. It ain't going to be none of that. It's going to be a whole totally new start. A whole total new start.
We close, Yaina.
I know.
We're close.
I know. We finna see something.
We finna see something supernatural.
I know. They know, too. I know. Ooh-wee. This is something. Like I said, what other nation do you know that has this promise? What other people? What other nation? What? That you just, you know what I'm saying? We just going to leave it behind when the time comes.
Yeah, you know, for the last week, well, you know what I've been going through, but for the last week, because I've been here taking care of my father, you know, and he now wants to go to an adult living facility. And
okay.
I have had so much pain in my heart because this is our childhood home that we're getting ready to leave.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm sitting there going, LaVia, you got to let it go because we can ready. I mean, the reality of it is so real right now.
It is.
It's so real right now.
I tell you. I'm telling you. I've been going through the same thing. Like, take a look around. Don't hold nothing. Enjoy it, but don't hold it. Wear it loose. Because you're going to walk just like they walked away from their houses in Egypt, we can ready walk away from these. Crucial.
It's real.
Woo. Yes, indeed it is.
Because
yes,
I look indeed. At it the same time, I'm going before Yah. I'm like, Yah, this could be no more nobody else but you, because why now? It's a whole new year, and all this time, it can't be nothing else.
Yeah, it's
because now he done opened the gap for me to walk right through.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it's real. This is seriously real. You know, like I said, no more rapture stories. No more don't, you know, because they have created a narrative that they have spent billions of dollars and collected billions of dollars on that has no merit to where we are right now. Because, like I said, we finished the 400. This country, let me say that again, this country passed the law, H.R. 1242. That validated Genesis 15:13. Now we getting ready to deal with 14, verse 14. We have completed the 400 years in this country, and we were the ones that the Most High was telling Abraham, your seed will be a stranger in a land that's not there. This was us. And we have completed this prophecy, and now it's time to move to the next level. He said, and you're going to, the nation will be judged. He said, and afterwards, we're going to come out with grace. It's time to come out. We've done it. Lord, have mercy. Just, you know, make you start shaking. You know, a little kid shaking with his legs shaking like, woo, this thing is upon us. This thing, I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know. It's bigger than my mind could even begin to think about. All I know is they have let all of these immigrants come into this country, and they are housing them. Some of them are being housed on cruise ships, and, you know, they're trying to make preparations for them, because when the Most High does this thing, somebody has to replace them. They have to. They have to. They really do. They have to. And this is serious stuff right here, y'all. I mean, some serious stuff. This is prophecy being, supernatural prophecy being fulfilled. Supernatural prophecy being fulfilled. That's what he just said in Ezekiel 39. He said, then they will know. When I gather them out, they'll know that I'm their Elohim. So it's going to be something we're going to know. This is powerful stuff. You getting ready to see, y'all, you getting ready to see the Most High up close and personal in a few minutes. And guess what? It don't matter whether you Messianic or non-Messianic, we all leaving together. He said none would be left.
Since that's part of that dream that I saw, because when the planets align like that, they call it a constellation. But when it goes past that part, it goes into retrograde. And you also have already the gravitational pull that's happening already with the moon. So everything is getting ready to shift. Just like that. That's how I'm just sitting up there going, whoa. It's, all of those planets, they're getting ready to because the magnetic force within them, when they, the way that they spin, is getting ready to pull the Earth a whole different direction. That's how you become on the top.
Whew, all I can say is
that's how I saw it, Yaina.
That's crucial. I mean, for real. Whatever. I don't know. All I can say is, you know, all praise be to them. Whenever, however, we got to get ready. Everybody, look, from the sound of my voice that's listening, it's time to get mentally ready. When we say ready, we don't mean go out and sell all your stuff and sit in the corner. No, you still have to function. You still have to go to work every day. You still got to pay your bills. You still got to do whatever you need to do to make your life, however long it does, because when it comes, this thing is going to be strategically worked out. Just like he sent Moshe to Pharaoh, he's going to do the same. He said, I'm Yah, I change not. It's going to be man dealing with man, and then he's going to step in to show man that he rules in the kingdom of men. That's how it's going to be. So don't stop going to work. Don't stop paying your bills. Do everything that you're supposed to do. But mentally get ready to be able to say, when the time comes, we out. We out.
For real, for real.
It's time to get ready mentally to be able to loose yourself from all this stuff. It's like, no. This stuff gonna be left. All y'all been fighting over and killing each other. Oh, you not taking nothing with you when you leave. Ain't gonna be no guns. Ain't gonna be no none of that. All this is gonna be negotiated. From the old person to the prisoners in jail to the babies that's in orphanages, we want our, he says none would be left in those lands. None. None. That's what he means. When he say none, that's what he means. You know, I really feel sorry for some people, and it's going to change some people's life, but when he said none, he mean none. There's a negotiation that has to be take place. There, it has to, he does everything decent and in order. It's going to be done decent and in order. It's time. We last time, you know, we was through in the boat. Kids went one way, husband went one way, wife went another. No, this time we are all going to gather on these ships and we leaving. None, he said, none would be left. None. It's going to be very interesting, I'm telling you. This is something that is, this is critical. You know what's so critical is because they passed the law. They identified themselves as being that nation. We have to lead it off. Judah has to go first. We don't say Judah, we say Yehuda, because we don't have J's in our language. Yehuda has to go first. We have to go first. And even though they say it's 41 million, 42 million African Americans, all of these people that are identified as African American people are not Israelites. The Most High knows his people, and he's coming to get us. He said, I will deliver you. I'm going to bring you back into your own land. We are going back to the land of Canaan. This is serious. You know, and we've grown up, some of us have grew up in the church. We was pastors and evangelists and preachers and prophets and all kind of stuff jumping off. And the Most High woke us up and everybody thought we was cuckoo over Cocoa Puff crazy. But now you see what he's doing. Didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Our own family members said y'all have lost y'all mind.
I know I got told that. You just crazy and dumb. And I never forget one time when one of my oldest brother, you know, who's now deceased, but he said we had a family gathering. He said, "Well, why don't you pray?" And as soon as right before I started to pray, everybody said, "Oh Lord, here he go," and all that stuff. Now everybody try to blow your phone up. Ask people stuff.
Right. That's the truth. You wait a minute. Let me tell you something, Brother Grosham. You ain't seen nothing yet. You just hold on, old soldier. Because when the stuff hit the fan, they going to be at your house like it was a funeral, like somebody died. They going to be sitting on your porch when you come home from work trying to figure out what the heck is going on. She ain't lying about that. Now, that's the truth. When y'all start moving, they going to be at your house. Like, what's going on? What do we need to do? Where is it that we need to be? Give us something that you watch. You watch. They're going to be at your house trying to figure out what in the world is going on here. Because wait a minute, like he said, we ain't even know nothing about no Deuteronomy 28. Don't nobody preach about Deuteronomy 28 and no second Exodus?
Nope.
Time to move on. It's time to move on. It's time to take this thing to the next level. It is time. There's nothing else we can do. We have done all that we could do. We have. We have met all the, we done checked off all the boxes and met all the criteria. Now we just got to wait on y'all. And it looks like he's moving. He is moving.
Yes, it does.
You know, it's just, it's real. This is real stuff, right? This is real live stuff going on. This is real. It is. It's real. You know, and all everybody that don't want us here, again, I will say don't worry about it. It won't be long now. It won't be long. From the prisoners to the old people's homes to the children that have been in orphanages and children that have been adopted out and all, Yah is going to come and get his people. He is. It's going to disrupt some lives. It's going to change some lives. But guess what? It disrupted it. Some people be like, but Yaina, what about all the families that are going to be broken up as a result of it, you know, and this and that and the other, and people who have married people from other nations? And my response is, when we came in here, families was disrupted and set apart. Were they or were they not?
Yes, they were.
Huh? The wives went one way, the husband went one way, and the children went in a whole other direction, and everybody was auctioned off. And every nation has enjoyed the spoils that the free labor has brought them from the transatlantic slave trade. Every nation. And now y'all said it's time to reset this thing and put my people back on their own land. That's critical. Woo! That is critical. Critical. Don't be killing nobody over no cars and over no clothes and over no gym shoes and over no foolishness, because we're not taking, only thing we're going to take is the clothes that's on our back, and we might be able to bring a bag on. I don't even know. Sister Tanaya said, honey, I got my purse. She said, I'm ready to go. I got my eye. Every time I think about that, I just hear so tickle. She's like, I got my purse. I am ready to go. Real thought. Mm-mm. This is going to take some organization and some structure. Oof. And let's say it again. The nation of Yehuda, the royal house of King Dawid or King David, as you guys say, we ready. Just call us. We ready. Whenever the United Nations is ready, we ready. Call us. We ready. We can put this thing in motion and get it set up. We ready. That's what we have been. The Most High has called us for such a time as this. We ready to do what needs to be done. Well, y'all ain't got to run out and get no DNA test, DNA me and DNA 3 and me and all that. The Most High knows his people. He knows his people. I do all that. All you got to do is just trust him. He got it. Now, what he decides to do in other situations, we don't know. All we are telling you is that he promised he was coming to get Israel, and that's what we have to stand on. But we're going to be a speckled bird. We're going to be all kind of colors. All colors. I told a girl at my job, I said, everybody is all up in arms about Prince Harry marrying a black girl. No, no. According to Numbers 118, Prince Harry married a Caucasian girl. She just got colored skin. I said, that's why you can never judge us by skin color. I said, she's actually one of y'all. I said, but you look at Mariah Carey, she look like you, but she one of us. So you can't never judge us. Israel going to have all multiple colored people. This is something that's going to happen because he said it was. We done read it in his word. He said it was, and it will happen. He's showing you. He's waking the people up. He's showing you.
You know, while we're sitting here talking, Yaina, mm-hmm. I remember I was telling you about these tornadoes?
Yeah.
I mean, this is just really off the chain. Now, West Point, Georgia just got torched by, I mean, it's just like every couple of hours now.
Wow. Wow. My goodness, honey, this is a lot going on. It is a lot going on. It is a lot going on. It's a lot. All you can do is just wait on him because it's a lot. You know, everybody trying to make it be them. You can't. Ain't no way you're going to be able to fake this.
Nope.
And they talking about Satan's depopulation program in the second Exodus. You a lie. That's the Most High taking his people back to the land. You a lie. That's a lie. Uh-uh. Not today. Not this time. We out of here. As soon as he get a word, as soon as the Most High say so, we out of here. You know, it's time to get ready. It's time. It's time. All I can tell you to say is time. Time. You know, we have been fighting, trying to be a part of this for a long time. We have been asking and begging, why? Why are we hated so much? What is it that we have done for you to automatically hate us the way you do? What is wrong that is us? And what, I mean, we've done everything we could try to do to fit in, and it just never worked. It never worked. Just never worked. You know, we have gone to college. We have done everything that we've been pastors. We've done everything that we could possibly do. And it's just not, it just has never worked. You know, it's just never worked. It's just never worked. I mean, you know, and now we understand why. We understand exactly why. You know, because it was never supposed to work. It was always supposed to be a punishment. You know? That is insane. That's incredible. It is time to make a move. Like I told y'all, we've done all we can do. From the confines of our own houses, from our living rooms, from the phones in our cars, we have sent this word out into the atmosphere as the Most High has told us to do. And now it's time to make moves and do something. He's getting ready to give some new instructions. It's just like being in the Mission Impossible, and you go in the house and it's a tape recorder saying, "Good evening, Mr. Phelps. Your next mission here." Whoa. All right, let's dust off ourselves and get ready because we got to get, you know, it's a lot. When you're talking about all of the black people that's in, all of the African-American people that are a part of the transatlantic slave trade that came here, you know, like I said, you don't believe us, pull up H.R. 1242. Google it and see what happens. This was a bill that was set in motion. H.R. 1242, this bill establishes the 400 years of the African-American history and the African-American people. That's what it says. It'll even give you the date that we touched down. All this was set into law. It says this background and need for legislation. The first document arrival of Africans to the English colonies occurred in August of 1619 when a group of approximately 20 individuals disembarked from a ship at Point Comfort, Virginia. 20 people. Lord, Lord, Lord. That's a lot going on. Woo! Brother, you watch something. 20, it was only 20 people. That was the seed that the Most High was talking about when they walked onto the land. He said, your seed will be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they will serve them and afflict them for 420 people.
Now
20 people. Look at us now. Man, 20 people. That's crucial. 20 people. It's unreal. Not only is it unreal, guess what? We had to be the descendants of those 20 people to be doing what we're doing right now. Let's go there. Let's go there. We had to be the descendants of those 20 people to be doing what we're doing right now.
You're right. You are absolutely right.
This is it. I mean, you know, like I said, it's growing. It's growing. It's been leaps and bounds. It's growing. You know, it's growing. It's growing. You know, and it's just, it is. It's just, it's going to a whole nother level. It's going to a whole nother level. It's growing. You know, it's time to go home. Canaan is our land. That's the land the Most High promised us. That's the land he told us. He gave to Abraham. He gave it to our forefathers. He said, I'm going to bring you back to the land that I promised unto your forefathers. I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to make sure you have what you need. It's incredible. It's something to see. I'm telling you. When you just see his word come to life. His word is coming to life.
It's going to be even more incredible when we're getting on those ships. I think that's when I take a deep breath is when I step foot onto that ship and I'm sitting there looking around.
You know what? You know what? Prince ICL said that before, and I'm so sorry he can't be here, but he was like, sis, it ain't going to be a dry eye in the place. He said, men going to be crying, women going to be crying. Kids going to be crying. He said, ain't going to be a dry eye in the place. Not a dry eye. He told Brother Donia, he said, me and you going to wait, and we're going to be the last ones on the ship. We're going to cut the light out and make sure everybody else. I'm like, Lord, have mercy. You know, it may make it real. You know, he's like, everybody going to be boo-hooing and crying. That we will not have to suffer this injustice anymore. We won't. To be able to go home, you know. Sometimes I think about it and bust out in tears like I am so ready to go home. You know, just to be able to, when my feet touch Zion, I'll know it. And I've heard so many people say that. They was like, Yaina, when you get there and you touch that ground, you know that's where your home is. This is where you feel. It's a feeling that come over you. This lady said, when I got off the plane and touched the ground, I knew I was at home. I said,
That's that whole area, Sister Yaina. That whole area, even when you getting up into parts of Saudi Arabia, Jordan and all that, you don't feel like a foreigner. I know because even during the Gulf War when I went over to Saudi, it was nothing like I thought it was going to be. You know, when I first got there, you know, it was not like any other country that I went in. I actually felt welcome.
I bet you did.
When I first got there, I noticed some strange stuff happening when I went over there. Like when we got there, the African American troops, you know, we were treated better by the Saudis than the Caucasians. They was always wanting to be in our face. Is always wanting to talk to us, and they would, you know, little trinkets and stuff that you get, you know, at the time, you know, you want to buy a little rug or a Quran or something just as a souvenir. They were willing to basically give it away to you, but the Caucasians, they were like really charged them, and it was just totally different. I never forget seeing this young Saudi, and he looked nothing like I thought. He was as black as midnight. He's standing out there with his little white on, and he was combing his beard, and I was sitting there saying, I don't ever see that on TV. Because all you ever see is a pale skin once.
Right.
But he was as black as midnight. I mean, he was really dark skinned, and he was had his little woolly hair, and he was sitting there just combing his little beard. And I was saying, am I supposed to see this? Is this really Saudi Arabia?
Like you said, to step up on that boat and know that that's the last time that you'll have to go through any more injustice, that that's the last time that you'll have to worry about anybody calling you a nigger out of your name. That's the last time that you won't have to go through that anymore, the hatred, the stares, the look, you know what I'm saying, the mistreatment. That'll be the last time that that's something, man, listen, you think I don't want to just look. Let him say, just give me, tell him to give me the word. We leaving as a nation. We came as a nation. We leaving as a nation. Powerful. Powerful. Hold on. I want to play one thing for you, and this always gets me, but I want to play it anyway. Here we go. His own chosen
people, a royal priesthood. Hi, shalom, shalom from Israel. This is Ola, the daughter of Jethro. And I just heard that you black people that was stolen from Africa to America, that you don't know who you are, but you are the children of Yahweh, the children of Israel. And I'm telling you, you have to come back to your homeland, here to Zion, to Jerusalem, because us the Gentiles, we do need you. We need you to come in prayer because you are our Savior. You're the one that was chosen by Yahweh to live in this land, not the Jewish people, it's you. You were stolen from Africa, they deceived you, they told you that you are slaves, but you actually the children of Israel. And it's time just to come back. Come for your people, come back for us, come back for the whole Gentiles, because only you gonna save us. So please come back to Zion.
And that get me every time, you know. Mm-hmm. It get me every time. It do something to me every time, and it lets you know what we did to hurt and disrespect our Elohim, that he had to turn his back and put us in a situation like this. Scrooge. We did something bad, that it had to get to this point, that we had to be on street corners and gang members and shooting and killing each other and all that, the things that we had to resort to because we were disobedient. Men are killing wives, and wives is killing husbands, and boyfriends is killing girlfriends, pregnant girlfriends, and girlfriends is plotting to kill boyfriends, and kids is being murdered, and all kind of people on drugs, and all the things that we have gone through because we disobeyed our Elohim.
Yeah.
But, Yaina, also thinking about the fact that this is 75 years we've been in, they've been a nation, or whatever they call themselves. And
yeah,
this year we've had Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread. We've had it on the Sabbath, closing out the Sabbath, and then we go into a constellation.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. It says America is 245 years old. The nation declared their independence from Britain on July the 14th of 1776. Yep, that's something. That's something. 247 years. That is something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is something else right here.
But
this
they became a nation, what, in 1948?
Oh, you're talking about the ones over in Israel. Yeah, they declared themselves as a nation in 1948, yeah. Yeah, I thought you were talking about America. I know over here it's been 240-some years. Yes, yes, yeah, yeah. 1948 is when they could declare themselves a nation. Crucial.
So that makes it 75 years.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. I mean, yeah. And they're going to still be in there, no matter because we going home, they're going to change that. They're going to still be there. The story's going to still continue.
Yeah.
It's going to still continue. It's going to, I don't know how we going to do it and how I'm you know, I try not to try to figure that out. I just want to go home. I really do. I'm serious. I don't want to go by myself. I want us to leave as a nation. The same way we came, we leave. We need to go home. It's time to go home. Time to go home. You know, I guess they thought I was playing when last week I asked for that $9 billion. It's time for us to go home. We have things we need to do. Time to go home. It's time to come home. You know? And in the process of that, the Most High is going to make a way for us to do whatever it is we need to do once we get home. You know, we tired of food stamps and welfare and Section 8. Now, we are royal people. We just messed up. We disobeyed our Elohim. It's time to go home. No, but it's spreading. This thing is spreading. It's going around. When the Christians get it, you know it's going around. That was just one Christian pastor. Let me play this last one then. We play this one all the time, just a few minutes of it, but here we go.
Back. So there is coming another exodus, but an exodus from America into what I heard was the motherland. Exodus from, I saw it, y'all. I saw it. I know what I saw. I saw it, and it was so real to me that I came to. I'm like, oh, wow. He was showing me that he is getting ready to send his people back. Now, this is all going to happen. The Exodus is going to happen from America back into Africa, back into Jerusalem even.
Watch it now. Listen.
This is getting ready to happen. The Exodus is coming out of America and going back. And I saw thousands and millions even of people running toward the ships. And listen, they were leaving with money. What did you just say? They were leaving with gold. They were leaving with substance, even credit. Man, I don't know. All I know is what I saw. You take that up with God. I don't know. I'm telling you that something is happening. Something is happening already. Whatever it is, it's already moving.
Uh-oh. Oh, Lord.
Now, I don't know all this means. I just know what I saw, and I saw it. This hadn't been a half an hour ago, and I had to tell you what I saw so you would begin to pray about it. That's what I would do. That's what I'm already doing. But I see a massive second exodus. Now, here is one of the things that I also saw. I was reminded that God talked about his people being on ships, brought over on ships, and his people, oh God, having shackles and chains, shackles of iron and chains, because of their rebellion and because of their idolatry and because they began to do the things of the heathen. But I saw, now just bear with me for a minute and come on and share this with some other folk so that they can get this. But the world is going to hear this message. He's telling me even right now, he said the world is going to hear this message. Because they're going to wonder how I know. I just saw it. I just saw it. And he said, in the word, he said, I'm judging. I judged my people. But I'm not going to judge you forever. I'm not going to judge you forever. I'm going to return you back to myself. And I'm going to judge that nation that oppressed you. I'm going to judge that nation that oppressed you. That's what the Lord said to me. I said to myself, okay, so what's going to happen if I'm judging, if I'm done judging my people? He said, you're going to be in bondage for 400 years.
Listen.
If I judge my people for defying me, and then I'm going to judge the nation that, the cruel nation, he said, I'm going to judge them. It means America is under judgment. Okay. I don't know why it keeps on freezing. I don't know. I don't know why it keeps on freezing. I'm just doing the best that I can do, but I need to get this out. I need to get this out. This don't have anything to do with NASA. This don't have anything to do with America. America is not going to want this to happen, but America is going to begin to fight. America is going to begin to, they're going to be too busy. The powers that be are going to be too busy handling something else. I saw it. I saw it clearly, and I know what I saw. He said, I'm getting ready to judge America, and I'm going to make sure that the innocent, the people of God, and those that are my jewels are not caught in the crossfire. And I saw ships on the coastline, and I saw people of all nationalities, but in particular, his children, his nation, his people, Judah, the 12 tribes that are hiding in America. I'm so sorry, y'all. I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to do. I'm just giving to you what God gave to me. It's probably the prince of the power of the air that don't want this to go out, but I promise you, I'm going to say it again a little bit later. I promise you I'm going to share this. But I saw it. It came to me, and I looked with my eyes, my spiritual eyes, and saw it. And people were from all over the nation trying to get to, they were saying, whatever city you could get to. And there were literal cruise ships. There were cruise ships that were, Lord have mercy. These cruise ships were waiting for us to come there. But now here's the other part about it, what I saw. I saw, hallelujah, I saw a transfer of wealth, money, money, substances.
All right, y'all, there you have it. I don't know what else. I mean, you know, this is coming from Israelites. It's coming from the people over in the land that are not Israelites. It's coming from the pastors, the Christian pastors. It's coming from the Christian prophets. The Most High is blowing this thing. I don't know what else you need. I really don't. I really don't know what else you need. But you better get ready, because this thing is getting ready to come to pass. This is coming to pass. Yes,
hallelujah.
It is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise. You know, at one time in my life, I'm so happy to be nappy, I don't know what to do. I'm happy to be nappy. Do you hear me, Lord? Thank you. Hallelujah. You know, because some of us, when we didn't know no better, we wanted to be Caucasian because those were the people who had all the breaks. It's like, well, doggone. What's going on here? But, honey, this is one time I'm happy to be nappy. I'm happy to be nappy. I am happy to be nappy. I'm going to have to put that on a T-shirt. Happy to be nappy. Yes, I am. Praise the mighty Yah. Praise Yah. Thank you, Yah. Woo, glory to his name. That
and
he woke us
since,
up the same time as this.
Hallelujah. Even more so because we were looking at talking about those ships before he talked about it. And it's got to be something of stature to be able to carry that much gold.
You better say that again, honey. We've been on this thing. You tell me, listen, I love, if the Most High said it, his word is not going to come back. For I done seen more white people professing to have black in their family here lately. I mean, for real. Interviewing this little young, he looked white. It was a little young guy in the music industry. He's like, oh, no, my father's black. He was like, I mean, for real. They like, oh, no, my father's black. I'm African. I'm African-American. My father's black. He did not look it, but he showed his father, and sure enough. Sure enough, he was. You know, I like I said, I don't know about how he's going to work out the interracial marriages. I don't know all of the, I don't know the ins and outs of all that. I'm not even going to get it. I don't know nothing about that. I can't answer it. So don't send me no emails asking me because I don't know. But I can say this, the judge of all the earth shall do right. He going to do right. All I know is I am getting my people ready to go. It's time for us to go home. That's all I know. I don't know. You know, and I'm just saying, it's just a lot going on. We have arrived at a time, so such a time as this. We are alive for such a time as this. We are. And like I said, to the President of the United States, to the United Nations, to the Hague and all the others, to the world courts and all that, the nation of Yehuda is ready to go into action because we're going to be led by Yah to get this thing promoted and ready to go. I don't know how he's going to do it, when he's going to do it, what, but we're ready to do what it is that we've been called to do because we're here for such a time as this. We've been waiting on this. We have truly, 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 truly been waiting on this. You're talking about a Joseph story. What did Pharaoh ask Joseph? He said, well, how can we sustain our lives? He said, do you have a plan? We certainly do. We have a plan. Joseph said, yeah, you need to appoint a man, an honest man that's truthful and honest over the gathering of the wheat for the 7 years that there's going to be harvest so that when the 7-year famine come, that we'll be able to sustain life. Pharaoh said, well, where can I find such a man? He said, the only man I think of could be you. You're the one that stepped into this place. We ready to go. That's all I have to say. And that's real talk. Mm-hmm. You ready, Brother Yerushala?
Yes, ma'am. I am most definitely ready.
Serious. Sister Levine, you ready to do this thing? Let's get
it done. I'm so ready.
Let's get this thing done. It's time to get it done. We got all the skills and all the abilities to be able to make this thing happen and to put this thing together strategically because the Most High does things decent and in order, you know. And we have carried ourselves a certain way. We have been preparing for such a time as this, and we're here now. You know, we're ready to commit the rest of what we have here to be able to put this thing together. We're ready. Time to do this. Like I said, we wasn't just asking for $9 billion for no reason. We have things that we have to do. We have things to get ready to get done. And all praises be to the High and Holy One of Israel. It's time to get ready to go home. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but get ready, get ready, get ready. Ain't that Jake's word? Get ready, get ready, get ready. Are you ready now? Let's do it. Because guess what? We got to meet with pastors all over the country, with African-American pastors. We got to meet with prison organizations all over the country. We got to meet with orphanages all over the country. Our people suffering from mental illness. We got all kind of stuff we got to get in order. Because it's getting ready to be a healing. It's getting ready to be a healing. Sis told us yesterday. In Ezekiel 38, what he said, I'm going to give you a new heart and a new mind. Glory,
yes.
Hallelujah. Praise his holy
name.
Yes. We got work to do. We got people in the medical field. We got people in the legal field. We got people in the prison field. We got people in the administrative field. We ready to do what God has called us to do. So I'm going to give you our email. Is YehudaProject@gmail.com. The, T-H-E, Yehuda, Y-E-H-U-D-A-H, Project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, @gmail.com. We ready. Just send us an email. Let us know where we need to be. Got people ready to come off their jobs and do this thing. We ready to do what God, Yah, has called us to do. Yes, indeed. He sent, y'all thought y'all was just coming to learn something. No, the Most High sent you for a reason. Sent you for a reason and for a season. It's time to roll up your sleeve and get to work. Because this is going to be massive. Can you imagine the amount of boats it's going to take? Ships it's going to take?
You know, I thought about that one time. That's a lot.
That's a lot. You know, containers. Ain't going to be no shipping containers with cars and all that. You're going to buy it when you get there, wherever you're going to be.
They got enough ships coming out. They have a lot of ships. I know it's got to be over 50, close to 100 of them.
Praise the Lord.
And they have one called the Carnival Jubilee, the Jubilee. So they know it's time.
Time to go home. You know, it's time to go home. Old soldier, it's time to go home, y'all. You know, home, we homebound. You know, we are homebound. Yes, we are. Yes, hallelujah. All praises be to the Most High. All praises be to the Most High. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. We come a long way, but we got ways to go. We got to get this thing up and running. He didn't put us here for nothing. Time to move. Time to get ready. And on that note, we got one more song, and we're going to end it. We'll see you guys on our regularly scheduled program. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Here we go.
Went down to the River Jordan, where John baptized 3. When I walked the devil in hell, said Johnny baptized me. I say, roll, Jordan, roll. My soul will rise to heaven, Lord, because of you, Jordan, roll. Well, some say John was a Baptist. Some say John was a Jew. But I say John was a preacher, because my Bible says so, too. I say,
make sure everybody turn face to east. All his sisters have your hair covered, and we'll get started. Everybody's about ready. I'm going to go ahead and start because we're ready to pray. Blessed be you, O Yahweh. We come before you this day, thanking you, giving you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, all the power, all that belongs to you, O Father God. We thank you for everything that you've given us.
We also come before you this day and say, we're sorry for the things that we have done, the things that our ancestors have done. We repent of these sins, and we are ashamed of the way we have treated you. We thank you, Father, for giving this opportunity in these days, and we pray that you cover us and watch over not just us on this line, but all our family members from the many countries that you've scattered our people as a reproach. We pray that you guide, teach, cover us, and to return the love that we want to send to you. We thank you again for everything and all things, and we pray that you deliver us and our families and our nations out of these lands where you've scattered us for a reproach, to a place where we can focus on you and you alone. We thank you for everything and all things. Say, blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody, this Hallelujah. Has been a beautiful
Hallelujah.
Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. We'll see you at our regularly scheduled programs for next week. Shalom, shalom, everybody, and let's get ready to go home. Hallelujah.
Keep
Good night,
awesome.
Everybody.
Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Shalom.